Can I ask one question to start? If someone takes a
Yeah.
revi from the chavis and intend and drinks it, but intends to pay back the owner, is that called a shoel or in general, is that a shoel shlomidas when you eat something and intend to pay it back, or that's never?
Oh, that's
No.
considered a gazlan or a shechitah, which is going to be this sheet that we're going to discuss today. That no, that's not a shoel. A shoel shlemidas is only if he takes a shtamshes. Only a shtamshes. If he's mechala anything, if he makes something any man wants in mechala something, that's a regular gazlan.
So is there any difference in Shlichus Yad if you intend to pay back or not?
Yeah,
Yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to discuss this today. That's what we're going to get to the next sheet. So this is the next sheet that I want to discuss. So last Thursday, we went through the Shita of the Ran. The Shita of the Ran was that, which is the Shita of the Roiv Rishonim, that the din of the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad is that we say Mitzvah Sekekulo. That was the first Shita, which is Roiv Rishonim hold like that. And then we went through what it means, Sricha Chasorin, and what's Adasa Chasro. And of course, we went through that Gemara of Makot Talmid Yodo, why it's not considered, why isn't that itself the Chesaron, which you're going to see yourself when you see the Rishonim, when we get to the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, there's going to be a lot of interesting things that are going to come up. So, but that we have to remember that Shita holds is that Chasro, when Tima Chasro means to simply take the Pekodin, right? It's not enough just to pick it up with Das Kinyan to be Shaleich Yad. And the Torah was mechadish that if you mechavim to take mitzvos and mitzvos is kikuloi, the man d'omer tzricha chesaron and held according to the Ran and many other rishonim is that you have to take it to yourself. Like we should come back there last time. What it means? That means you're taking mixes of it for yourself for your shtamshes. That's what it means to take. Basically, you mafra the pekodim, mafra the pekodim. You take part of the pekodim away from the rest of the pekodim. That's considered chesaron. And adas chesaron means that you have to have that das. To be mechaser it, to take it for yourself. That's the first shita. Now we're going to go to a completely different shita Rishonim, which is also mamash going to be brought to halacha. This is okay. So the next shita is the shita of the Ritva. We started last Thursday. We started with the Ritva. We wouldn't really get too far. But okay, so the Ritva holds like this. There is all that Achrenim from the Ritva from his Rishonim when you see it inside that he holds that the din of Mitzvah Kikulah is by every Gadav and Gazan has the same din of Mitzvah Kikulah. So what's the Chiddush Rosh Hashanah? The Chiddush Rosh Hashanah is like this. He holds that every Igel Ganav and Gazlan, if you take it out Das Hashem, that's not a Ganav and Gazlan. You're not, even though you're taking the Etzim, even though you're taking the Guf HaChefetz, but since it's Adas Hashem, so there's no Gzeilas Momin, there's no value. The value, you're not taking the value, even though you're taking the Guf HaChefetz, that's not considered a Ganav and a Gazlan. Ganav and a Gazlan means to take completely. The chayfet together with its value, with no das or shalom, that is a regular ganav and gazan. And in the parsha Shlichus Yad was this chadish that even though you're taking it with the das or shalom, that's considered a shaleich yad because you're taking the guf and not the value. So that's why you're only a shaleich yad. You're not a full ganav. You're a shaleich yad. You're shaleich yad. The mikzas means, in other words,
Two
according to the
arguments here.
what?
So there's two arguments here. One that taking with the intent to pay back is not a gazlan, and one that you're considered a shaleich, you're considered a ganav when you take part. Like
Yeah,
those are
so that,
two
yeah, so
separate
according to this
arguments.
day, no, so the din of Mitzvah Kikuli, it's not a Shlichus Yad the Kedin. According to Ritva, Mitzvah Kikuli, every Ganav and Gazan has that.
But what I was saying, there's two arguments here. Meaning, number
Which?
one, Mitzvah Kikuloi is considered a ganav. That's number one. Number two, that
Right.
if you tend, is there another argument of when you tend to pay back that that's not considered a ganav? Everybody agrees to that.
No, that's a machlokes also. That's going to be a big machlokes. And like
Separate arguments.
everybody asked, everyone asked last Chabur already. Every soicher, every what do you call it? Soicher das or shalim shloim bereshus is also a gazlan. Like we're more paskins. So I'm gonna. We I'm, there are three different pshatim in this. I don't want to go into this right now. It needs an explanation. The Mises may vote many places that a goyin of
Hope
a das or shalim
says
is a
there.
gazlan. Is a gazlan.
There any way to
Well,
make that one? Is there a way
what?
to make it that it's one argument? Because it
Not
seems very
really.
punk
It's
to resolve
not. It's
these two
not.
things.
But it's not. It's not one argument.
It's not one argument.
No. It's not totally zebzeh. His mom is no shachis. So again, this big chiddush that Ritva is saying that a regular gadlan gazlan, if you take a ladas hasham, you're not a gadlan gazlan. That's going to be limited. Right? There are three different shotim. How to understand this Ritva? That's considered not a gazlan. Three different shotim. I'm not going to go into them right now. That I want to get into I want to get into how we're going to chesor and chesor and because that's very important for what's coming up. So we're putting that on hold. Exactly what it means that a gan of the gazan, al das hasham is not a gan of the gazan. We're putting that on hold for now. But anyways, that's what he holds. So he holds the chiddush for shliuchas yad is that if you take it with intent to pay back, so you're not really stealing the value of the chayfitz, you're only stealing part of the chayfitz. That's the chiddush for shliuchas yad. Now he grabbed also holds that we say mitzosik kikuloi, but he holds every gad in the gazan has that. That's not a chiddush in shliuchas yad. The chiddush in shliuchas yad is. Is that even though your das is to pay back, you're considered a shleich yadis. That's the sheet of the Ritva. And the Rajbo, by the way. The Rajbo also says like this. Also. Okay, now it's like this. So it comes out now that when you learn the Gemara, when the Gemara starts arguing how to learn the Mishnah of Tiltalo Litzorakoi, right? So we have a machlekes, what Tiltalo Litzorakoi means. Three-way machlekes, or Yaakov, or Nosson, and Rav Sheshes. They argue what Tiltalo Litzorakoi means. So Yaakov said it's talking about of he took it to steal it. So that means, according to the Ritva, means he took it shaloy al dasa shali. That's what it means. And that's what Yaakov is saying, because he holds shlichas yad sichasarim, which means like this. He holds that this big chiddush that said in shlichas yad, that if you take something al dasa shalim, that you're chayiv, you become chayiv and oinsin, and you're considered a gazmid within shlichas yad, that's only if you took it al das chasur. If you actually will mechaser it, I'm going to explain in 1 minute what it means to mechaser according to Ritva. But that's only if you took it lechaser. Okay. Therefore, since the mission of Tiltala Litzorakoi, he didn't take it lechaser. It wasn't lechaser there. So he's forced to run the Mishnah that Tiltala means he's Tiltala Ligzol Kula even al das shaloy l'shal. Comes along Rav Nosson. And Ibn Nosson says, no, I hold Shulchas Yad is not Shulchas Arim. And when the Mishnah says, Totala, Litzorakoi, what that means is, he's the Tautlit. Litzorakoi means to take it for himself, right? But Al Das Hashanah. And that's Shulchas Yad. So he's going to learn the Mishnah on that minimum base is talking about it with Shulchas Yad. And he also, it's in the Shulchas Arim. You don't have to be Mechaser it.
And even if it's like, even it's kula, and he would hold it's also even cool, it's kula.
Even if it's kula, yes, kula.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go into miktasa anymore. There's no chiddush by miktasa.
Right. Kula, by every ganav. And the whole discussion is even it took it out. So according to Rav Nosson and Gerbakov, both are talking about was not literally kula. He's taking the whole entire thing. The only difference between them is according to Rav Gerbakov, it's talking about was dasa shloy l'shalim, and according to Rav Nosson, it's talking about dasa shal. And that machlekes is, what are they arguing on? The argument of shlichas yad asur. That's the machlekes. Okay, so now, what's the pshat? What does it mean according to the shlichas yad? So, the Ritva is mivor, it's mivor in Rashi like that later on, the Memdala, but the Ritva. The reason why shlichas yad is because the Ritva says, is that, we're choshish, I'll use the words that he says, the Baal mo shlichas yad shlichas yad, why? The kol kama shloi chosro amrino shloi goma b'dayt v'ligzo u'me'adeh ha'debei. So the Ritva says the reason why you need chesorin is because, and Rashi on that from Mevol, the reason why you need chesorin is because, Memdalad, I'm sorry. The reason why you need chesorin is because we're afraid that you're being chosor. If you don't actually take from the pekod, if you just pick it up, al das shalim, so then, We say that maybe if you don't actually go in and take it for yourself, so we're going to say that maybe they had to hold it. Maybe he's choizer. That's what Ritva says. That's what Rashi says. So a whole new thing. Nothing to like the Ram that you have to take. You have to do something. The chiddush in order to have the chiddush for shlichas yad, you have to actually get in and use the pekod. No, nothing to do with that. It's just because if you don't actually take it for yourself at some point, some way, you don't take it for yourself. So then we're choishish that you're choizer. You're choizer from the shlichas yad.
Now, so a person that's a real gazlan, though, just in a svara, but if you take it al manas lola shalim, so then we're assuming you're such a bad person, you wouldn't be chosen
right.
There.
That's right.
You're just gone. Because right. How bad are you?
Right. Here, this guy was al das shalim, So maybe he's, you know, he's Pesach HaShnei Sifim. He's not really exactly, doesn't really want to take it.
So if,
what?
So then we say
he's chayv. He's still chayv, right? So it's nenas. So according to the mandam, ain't tzrich chesorin, it's still going to be chayv. According to mandam, tzrich chesorin, since dima mahad hadabei, so we can't be chayv minoyz. That's the sheet of the Ritva.
Now, is this connected, or like, I mean, could you have learned even according to the Ritva? Could you still learn the tzrich chesorin the same as you explained according to the Ran? That to get this new chiddush that Avnasa Shalim is still
maybe yeah, but the problem is that's the Gemara. If you look at the Ran, doesn't say that. They don't say. They say two different shot.
It's punk.
They punk say two different shot. Right. They punk say. Well, it's gonna make sense when it all comes around, because when according to the Ran, tzrich chesorin means you need to use it. So he's saying the chiddush is only if you actually go ahead and use it. So their whole entire tzrich chesorin has a whole different hashkofa of what it is. So according to Ritva, tzrich chesorin is for one reason that you shouldn't be, that maybe he's kaiser. And I just want to explain this, what this means. What does it mean he's kaiser? Okay, we said like a ganav when I chosh, then maybe he's kaiser. He's a, you know, but this guy, I don't understand. What does that mean? The guy picked it up, right? He made akbo, made a meshichel. Al das, l'shloyach yad, which means to take the gufa chayf and to pay for it, right? So he's a shloyach yad. So, if he made that kinyan, so where do you find Chazor? What's he doing tshuva now? He made the gzeilah. He made the gzeilah. What do you mean? Maybe he's going to be choizer. Maybe he'll be choizer. What does that mean? Maybe he'll be choizer. So obviously what it means to choir, what you have to say is, it means that his intention when he picked it up, maybe his das never was to take it. Because if his das was to take it at that time, so he made a kinyan. So what do I care now if he decides maybe he's going to put it back? Am I not Kamina? He already stole it. If he stole it, he did Shrichas Yad. So now we have a Machoik, so Bishmo B'Yekivo. If he's able to put it back at the same place or not, if it blabs the Chazor or not. Right? So what would that mean that Dilma had the Kahod debate? Maybe he's been closed. Maybe he wants to change his mind. Okay, so change your mind, no problem. But you have to speak to the Bible. You got to return it first. And then do Tshuva and become a Shomer and start again. So what does it mean Dilma had the Kahod debate? So Chori, you have to say, it means that maybe his original Shrichas Yad, his das never was really taken. But that's not mashma like that. It's not mashma like that. So some Achroinim learn that what it means, I don't want to mention names, because if I mention names, I'm going to kill for you when you learn yourself. So like this, some Achroinim learn that when it's not love, and when he picked it up, I'll das to take it, right? I'm going to ask a shalim. If he just puts it back down, he doesn't actually go ahead and take it. So that's a chokha that he was choizer. That's a chokha that he was choizer. Completely, we see clear that he made that he was completely choizer from his shlichas yad. And mechayer, what I'm understanding what that means is it's not stamo. It's not like a sofik. It's a chokha that he never meant to really take it. That's what I'm understanding.
Freya, so that the Hagbah itself was not with it. Well, it's a Gili Milsa that the Hagbah
right.
Changed his mind or not. So he never had intention to begin with. It was a fake out.
Right. He was gonna... And the proof is, look, he took it to take it, right? And he didn't take it. He picked it up, I'll ask to keep it and pay for it. And then he puts it right back down in the place
so where
the
Bible. Mind, but they're saying what? That's not called changing your mind. That's called you never really.
Saying, right. So the way he's learning, the way this Achman's learning is that that's chokho. It bribes a chokho more that he never meant to take it. Al das. Okay. Let's just leave that. That svar is out there. Said in Achrayim. It's going to be used. It's you'll see it. Okay. There's another mahalach. This I don't mind saying the name. The Maran Sosin, Teref Semes, he says the pshat is that really this guy's a ganav, right? We're saying he really is a ganav, right? Because he's stealing something, but it's Amanasa Shalim. So if it's Amanasa Shalim, so then he's not a ganav. So if he's not a ganav, so his akbor that he made and his meshicha that he makes, what is that? If you make be a something, and you make something not to be a ganav, so it's worthless. So you don't have any akbor and meshicha, right? Now, what are we saying? We're saying that that's the Chiddush of Shrichas Yad. Because the Shrichas Yad is that if you take it, al das or shalim, so now we know that, so now you're being Shaleach Yad, So that bribes your that bribes your kinyan. Well, the Maran Sosin learns that the Mandal holds, Tzrich Chasarin holds, is that if you don't go and actually take it, you don't have any Maisa Geneva. Because your original Maisa Geneva is nothing. Because you took it out of Asa Shabbat. Said it's not a Geneva, it's not a Geneva, it's nothing. So either Terez Mechadish the Pasha Tzrich Chasyad, and says that if you take it out of Asa Shabbat, so then you are a Shleich Yad, and you're going to be Chayiv Anointzen. Okay, fine, but you got to do something. You got to make a kinyan. That Akbo itself, and that Mashiach itself, which is Amanasa Shalim, it isn't anything. Isn't really any Maisa Kingin. The Maisa Kingin is going to be when you know it to La'atzmai. That's what the Maran Sos says.
Then say the same thing, Maishel Shalomidas, and the Gemara shouldn't say Gazla Nafe. Same Shalomidas also never had Kavana to under for this Nokinian. Yet we see there is a Kinyan, and he's a Gazla.
But there he benefited from it.
Not necessarily. Even if he doesn't, if I take something, right. I'm sure.
I don't know. Right. Regular shor shlemidas is chayv mishdas. Once he's moshik and aldas to take it, he comes a full shor shlemidas gazlin. Right. Yeah, but a shor shlemidas gazlin, when he's not a manasa shalom. A regular shor shlemidas, he's a regular gana because he's.
What? Because the Shosh Lomidas is not even going to consume any of the item.
No, because the Shosh Lomidas, he's not paying for the Shtamtris. Once he takes it and he uses it, he's not paying for it. This guy is paying for every penny of it. This guy is taking the Chayfetz and he's paying its full value.
It's even better because he's putting it back.
Well,
it's better because he's paying it back
with the item.
Identical. Yeah. The axe, he just puts it back.
But he's getting
here, he cannot put it back because he already drank some of it, so he's going to pay.
Right. Okay. So, one case, I'm stealing the shtamshus, and I'm not stealing anything.
Right.
Now, the old question is still there. Well, the dog asked last Chaburu that we know that even a soicher shloimi das, with his das to pay, is also a gazim. So, that's what we're going to have to answer. That question still is kind. Okay, so this is the other mahalach. So now that's the Maran Sosin.
Is it at all because you're a shomer and you kind of have some permission to handle this item, and that's why davka it's not a tricha chisaron, because when you do the Hagbah, you didn't really do anything wrong. It's not like you went up to someone's item on the street, you picked it up, and you had no permission to have that thing in your shoes whatsoever. When you're a shomer, you can pick something up. If you're, I don't know, it's in your shoes, you can move it around.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. The only thing is that this picking it up was Aldas to take it for himself. He didn't do it.
So, but I'm just saying it lightens the ability.
No, I know. There are some Rishonim that weren't like you, but one second. I want to first go in the Ritva, it's not because of that. In the Ritva, it's because it was Amanasa Shalom. Since it's Amanasa Shalom, so then that Akbol, that Mashiach, can't be used as anything.
But if you're not a Shomer and you pick something up, Aldas Mashalom, the Ritva holds, you're also going to be Pater according to. Like, Tricha Chisaron is only a Sugi by a Shomer. It's not a Sugi by someone else.
Right.
So well, someone else has Aldas Mashalom, he's Chayev.
Well, a regular Aldas Mashalom is Pater. A regular Ganon the Gazan Das Shalom's Potter completely, even though he picked it up Shleike.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the Ritva. So now let's just think. So now, according to Mand Omar, Shulchas Yavs ain't a Tzrichas Aron. So the Pshat is that what do they hold? They hold that whatever, you're not choishish for this, and we're not worried about the Mo'adik Hodebei. And so then, what does it mean? Bechlal tzrich chesaron. What's tzrich chesaron? According to this, tzrich chesaron just means we just need to have a chacha on your, that you mean to be shleich yad. So behechrich you have to say. And I saw achrenim say this. Then even according to Ritva, even though you need aldas, the Ritva says clearly. Even the Ritva says clearly that shleich yad is aldas hashal. I'm sorry, shleich yad needs aldas hachasr. Sorry, needs aldas hachasr. So. Now, what would that mean? You did Adas Chasr. According to this, it has no verity. According to the way he learned the Mandam Tzrich Chasr. So obviously, and some Achrenim say this clearly, that and even in the Ritva, how he learned Tzrich Chasr, but in the Mandam Omar, ain't the Tzrich Chasr, which the Ritva says you still have to have Adas Chasr, then Ivadi means like we said in the Ram. You need hadas to use it. I'm saying you can't. You're taking it. You're not just taking. You're not stamagazling it. You need hadas to be mishtamish. You need hadas for yourself. You need to take it for yourself. That's what means hadas achas. Okay, as I say, if Ritva didn't say it, I would have said that according to him, the man don't mitzvah chasar knows you don't even das chasar either because it doesn't have any pshat. Wasn't das chas. Well, Meister Ritva says black and white that you need das chas. So you have to say that it just means you need al das shtamish.
So if you intended to steal it but place it on a shelf just to look at,
right? So that's nothing. The Gemara says shor liris bo by shevel. It's time to borrow something to look at it. I don't know if that's not a shtamish, it's not a shtamish at the moment. Even a shoyl main, the Gemara Bible Tzorichin of shoyl's chayim.
He's not intending to ever give it back.
Well, he's saying that he's a regular Gazan, he's not a shleich yad. And then if he's a regular, but it's since it's amanas hashalom, so he's not a Gazan. He needs to be a shleich yad.
Why? Sounds like a very arbitrary point.
Well, so like this, I don't know for sure. You know, the shlichas yad rishonim are mechiach from the Gemara that you have to take it to be nene from it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not saying for sure. Maybe to look at it, to enjoy it, much of it's a flower pot. I don't know what it's a painting, and the whole tachlis of it is to enjoy the painting, to look at the painting. Maybe that may be to be nene from it. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I don't know. Gemara blabs sorichin for sure. I don't know over here. I don't know.
Any level of total that's not chasarim. Any level of total that's not chasarim.
No. Usually, I'm saying the das chasim just say means that you need to take it for a purpose to be nene from it. That's all I'm saying. Das chasim
doesn't have to actually be mechaser.
Doesn't have to take it.
That would be good enough.
Right. As long as his intention is to use it to be nene from it, that's enough. That's what means al das chasim. That's what you have to say. Okay, now let's just go now to the sugya of the Gemara. So that was a machloek, so Nosson Rabbi Yaakov, right? Okay, fine. Now let's move to the next part of the Gemara. Gemara wanted to bring a raya again, that Rav held Shrikas Yad is Einat Shrikas Kassar, and from the story with the Makav at Talumoy, right? There we had the case, they was watching the animal in the soda, and the Gemara comes out of the Maisa, at the end of the day, he hit it, he made him a Shikho, and he's put Makav at Talumoy aleo. And the end of the Gemara goes and asks the Kasha, Volei Chosser. He wasn't the Chasser. So the Achronim ask, according to Ritva, what's the Gemara? We discussed it according to the Ran already, last Gemara. According to Ritva, what's the Gemara's Kasha? What do you mean, Volei Chosser? What do you need to be the Chasser for, we said? Because Dilma Ma'ad the Kodabe. But here he sees now Ma'ad the Kodabe. He gave the Behemoth a smack, he was Moshechit, and he put Makit to Umbele, and he's continuing. So what do you want more than that? That you have your chesaron. What's the Gemara's kasha? And we can't get, and it doesn't help to say what we said last time that it's not that one hinachas makav talum be'olel is not anosh of a pruto, so it's not a shrichas yad. That's all in the Ran's language that you need to take something. You need to take it for yourself. So if you don't have anosh of pruto, you don't have anything. So you can understand the Gemara's kasha. Volei chosser. But in Grada, I just want for one, and if you held it strict according to the man, the Omar, we asked last time, even according to the Ran, I'll just throw it out for a second. We asked the last time, according to the Ran, even according to the man, the Omar, Yaakov asked his kasha, even according to the man, ain't it strict, sorry, you need our Dasa Chasta. So we were our Dasa Chasta. Just throw out now for a second that one of the simple answers would be that his Das was to keep it there. And at some point, it would be Mechasarit. So it could be his Das was a Chasarit. It's true, during that 1 second, that Makot HaRumi at that time wasn't Asho Novosh Shover Pruto. But if he's going to keep it there, at some point, it's going to be Anosh, it's going to be Eltaki B'Mechaser, right? It'll be Anosh Shover Pruto. So according to the Manda Omar, you don't need Chasson, but you need Dasa Chasson. Go. I'm just throwing that out for now as an answer. We're going to get, we'll see. It's not going to be simple. Okay. Ba'akaponami Ritvo, what's the Gemara's Kasha that Volei Chosser? So because of this, one of the Gleilach Reinim come on, and they say you're gonna see it, and again I'm not saying the name because I want you to be able to learn the way how you understand it, but like this, comes on one of the Rebbeim and says like this, that what Ritva means, and he's going to the Ritva and in a different sheet also, that's why I didn't want to, he's going whatever. Okay, so what the Ritva means like this is like It's a complete mistake what we made from the beginning. We were saying, according to the Ritva, Tzvi Chesorin is no, doesn't really need Chesorin. Just like a proof, and Dilma Mahadik Hodebe, right? And that's why we have this kashrut. So he goes and says like this. He says, according to Ritva, that really Yod Tzvi Chesorin. There's a real machloik is going on, even better than in the Ram. Even better than in the Ram. With Tzvi Chesorin, it's Tzvi Chesorin, it ain't Tzvi Chesorin. And it's like this. The man Dilma Tzvi Chesorin holds is that you have to take the Pekodin, you need to take something from the Pekodin. It doesn't mean that you need to, you know, you need to actually be mafrida, like we were saying in Iran, but you need to take something. You need to take something today. So like this. So according to the man, so in a regular case, right, where you take the Pekodin, you pick it up, Al-Manasa Shalim, right? So really it's Al-Manasa Shalim, so you're not a Gazan, but you're taking something. You're taking the guf. Your mom is taking the guf. It asks us to take the guf. So the chesaron is that the chesaron is, this itself is the chesaron. The chesaron really is, the man domet chesaron holds you need chesaron, means you need to take yourself, something for yourself, and you are taking something for yourself when you pick it up to take it. And what are you taking? You're taking the guf. Even though you're dasa to pay, but you're taking the guf. So that's the chesaron. However, that is a new problem. There's a new problem that Dilma Mahadik Hodebe. But he holds you need a real chesaron. You really have to actually take something for yourself. And what are you taking? You're taking the guf. But now, one second. Dilma Mahadik Hodebe. Okay, so you need to actually make a move to do to show something that you're not Mahadik Hodebe. Or make a kinyan, whatever it is. Okay, hold on one second. Let me finish the whole thing and then we'll come out, we'll have the answer. Okay, that's in a regular case. But what happens in the case of where he had the behemo and he was in Ichli Makvet Helim Boy? Over there, the Adas Shalom over there was not to take the whole animal. Not like the goyin, whatever. We're learning Kipshuto, everyone learns, and it's Mefurish and Ritvog rather, that the Sugya is discussing the Shalom Shalom Adas Gazan. He was just planning on using the animal for his Ishtamshus. But he wasn't planning on taking the whole animal Adas Shalom. He wanted to be a Seich Amanas Shalom. He wanted to use it Amanas Shalom. So over there, so what's he taking there? He's taking there the shtamshus, right? He's taking the shtamshus. So over there, when he's taking the shtamshus, he's not taking anything other than the shtamshus. So then, what happens is like this. When we say that he's taking the shtamshus, it's not just the shtamshus. That's not really what the gzeil is. A shoyish lemidas gazan. Many achronim explain. It's not the shtamshus of using it. Like the Paris, it's like a king in Paris. It's like the Paris that you use, that you took, because you used the animal. That's really different from the chavitz itself. The shor shlemidas gazlan is the king in the schus to use it. That's what the shor shlemidas gazlan is. Shor shlemidas gazlan is he grabs the schus through his gzeilo, through his ma'aseh gzeilo. He's taking for himself the schus ishtamchus of the animal. He's not taking the guf animal. But he's taking for himself the schus ishtamchus of an animal. It's a kinyan. It's a real kinyan. You the same way a ganav can be coined as something about kochik of the bottom because the terrorism chadash apash of kinyan the ganav kinyan example. The shosh midas also it's a chiddush. The xeris akosin where the man domen holds the year gazan that you can have kinyan the ganav in the animal. You moshech the animal and you das to be coined the king in the shamshus of that animal. So that's a shosh midas. Okay, now it's grad das a sham. So it's a shoyach yad. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a God. Okay. Then besides that kasha that we always come back to. So if he's there, it comes out like this. Zoktis Achrin, that Gemara is asking very good in this case. Why? Because over here, when he took this animal and he was moshed and he put makra to him be'aleo, he's not zoichet to any king in the shtamshus in this animal. Why? Because everyone knows Rashi's famous question right there. Why isn't he chavat shosh lemidas? Right? Forget about the parasha shlichus yad. Effect Rashi. Who said Rav holds? We're bringing it right. Rav holds that shlichus yad is ain't a tzricha chesaron. Right? Rashi asks right away. Maybe it means maybe the chiyuv is out shosh lemidas gazim, and nothing to do with shlichus yad. He's a regular shosh lemidas gazim. And all the achroin, all the rishonim say different derutzim. And I don't know if you saw yet. Did you see yet the Ramban and the Rashba? And the Ran, probably not, right? Yeah. Well, he says there. He just says that you can't be. I'll just throw out the answer for a second. So he just says that you can't be a shoshim midas gazan because there's no kol no shaloi. Because since at that same time a shoshim midas has a shoyl has to be kol no shaloi. You have to take the whole shtamtus for himself. That's what a shoyl is. I'm becoming the, I get the king of Paris. I'm zeichel the king of the shtamtus. So over there, in that case, he cannot become a shoyl. Why not? The Ramban says is because since at the same time that he's using it for himself, he's also doing what the Bayan wants because he's being Roya Be'efa for the Bayan. He's mamish watching the animal for the Bayan. So he's mamish using the animal. He's doing what the Bayan wants with the animal. He's mamish. He's a very chosh b'shoim. He's doing his job wonderfully. He's doing a great job. So he's mamish b'mahan of the Bayan at the same time that he's taking the shamtras for himself. That's not a shoyo. That's not, you can't be zeich in the king in the schus of shamtras like that. You don't have the king in the shamtras. You don't become a shoyo. You're not even a shoyl. You can't be a shoyl from Das Gazan. You're not a shoyl. There's no kol on a shoyl. Your shoyl is kol on a shoyl. So it comes out, you're not really, comes out, you're not claiming anything. So the Gemara's kashu was, you're not chos anything. You're not taking anything. You're not taking the entire animal of Das Hashem because it's not your intention. This that you want to take the king of the Shtamshis, you're not being zeichen that either because you're being mahan of the Baram at the same time. So the kashu is missing. You're missing something. The Shoimer is taking zero from the Bible. So it comes out according to this chat, comes out according to this Mahalich, that Ritvo holds Tzrich Chasaron as a serious Chasaron. According to here, Tzrich Chasaron means you need to actually take something. You need to get something, either the Guf or the King Yiddish Damshus. And if you don't get that, you're not, that's not Shlichas Yad. And the Manda Omar ain't a Tzrich Chasaron holds. The Manda Omar ain't a Tzrich Chasaron holds. That it's not true. You don't have to have any kinyanim. You don't have to take anything be'etzim. All you have to do is, if you use your mishtamish with the bayim's thing, your mishtamish with the pekodim, I don't care if you got kinyanim in it or not, your mishtamish with it, you chayiv. And the Torah is ukmei b'rishus thing, through your agbo and your mishicho, just like a regular gan, if the Torah forces it into your rishus, because you're taking it to use, even though you didn't take anything be'etzim, you didn't take a guf, you didn't take a king in schos shtamshus. Doesn't matter. The Torah is make a bit in your rishos, and you're slapped with the chiv and you chayv in it. That's the mandal ma'inetzich chasar. That's what comes out after this big shot in the Ritva. So it comes out, according to Ritva, it comes out, the sug of tzich chasar and tzich chasar comes out even more serious than the Ram. It means that you really, the chavakolikis is, do you need to actually get something, take something for yourself, or have a bizaych and a king for yourself. That's what comes out. This is now, I'm not saying everyone agrees to this, but this pshat is going to be brought la'alacha. It's a serious, very serious pshat in the Ritva. And this goat and this Achron is going to extend it to other Rishonim. And you're going to see it. And so, okay. Now, the truth is, I needed to bring it out because it's not so clear. So, okay. This is the Ritva. That's the second mahalach in the Sugya. There's one more mahalach in the Sugya now. Whatever, I mean. The next big mahalach, and then the other ones just like lap onto each other. And all these things are going to be brought. The next thing's like this. It's going to be negeya, very sharp, and the shittas of Rambam. But they're not going to the Rambam, not touching the Rambam, because the Rambam is when we get to Sevbeis, and that's how it's going to work, whatever. We're not going there. Next big shittas is the shittas of Ravid. The Ravid is koifa koil in the entire thing. He goes mamish mekotz al kotzim. The Ravid holds, in the Raven and the Asogis, he holds there's no such din of Mitzvah Kikuli anywhere. It doesn't exist. Not by Gan and the Gazan and not by Shlichas Yad. There's no such din of Mitzvah Kikuli. It doesn't exist, the whole thing. You have to take it adas to take the whole thing. You don't become, there's no such din. If you take something, you take some of it, you might be it, you moshik some of it, you take some of it, whatever you planned on taking, that's what you stole. The Torah doesn't slap in you other chiyuv kinyan gneving zeilo or chiyuv shlichas yad and the other mixes that he didn't plan on taking, even though it's one pickle, it makes the difference. Rabbi holds, you don't say there's no mixos kikuli whatsoever. And he learns the Mishnah, that Mishnah on the Achmem Gimel, what is not law. And my Mishnah says it's ukme berushu said because he took out the Arevius. He learns, the Rabbi learns that you're talking about he picked it to take the whole chavis. His das was to pick up, he picked up the whole entire chavis with the intention to steal the whole chavis, but he only took out a revius. But his intention was to steal the whole chavis. Not like everyone else learns that his intention with Takbo was to take only that revius. The rabbi knows, no, his intention was to rob the entire chavis. And he grabbed only took out revius. And that's why he's chayv. So now, this should go quick already. So now like this. So chayv, so is going to come out that the machlekes, you just have to learn the Gemara now. According to this, it comes out, so we have a machlekes, so we're going to have to learn our Mishnah. When you go to the Mishnah, so it's going to seem like that it said it was total law, and he was not mechaser, right? According to the Rav, you have to pick it up, adas, to take the entire thing. You pick it up, adas, to take the entire thing, then if you take mixas, you chayv on, right? So what that's going to sound like over there, that machlokes will be gufo if you say mixos, if you're gonna say tzrich chesaron, even if you're magbiyat at little kula, you're not right. That's what it sounds like, because the old tzrich chesaron is you have to be dafs to take the entire thing. But then the Gemara doesn't make sense, because Gemara says it was total it's not right. Then he put it back, so the Gemara says not a show, fine, according to the Kibbutz. Now, so comes the longer Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds shrichas yad shrichas chesaron. So he holds shrichas chesaron. Doesn't he hold shrichas yad shrichas chesaron? So he's moikim it that is noitel amanas l'gzokul. Right. Also, one second. I realized that I need to explain something for a second. I before I ask this question, I need to explain something. Back up one step. Sorry. So according to this. Right, according to this writing. So everyone wants to know, then what's the chiddush of shrichas yad? Right? I'm backing, I need to back up for a second before I ask this question. I need to back up. So if he's koifar koil, mitzos and kukulo, then what is shrichas yad? Right? What is shrichas yad? Your regular God and the gas.
Oh.
So the Truma Sakri and many other achroinim, it's kedai to see the Truma Sakri, it's kedai to see it in Sabbath. The Truma Sakri and many other achroinim learn that the right holds was something what Rabbi Yaakov was saying until now. That a gan, a shomer really cannot be a gan in a gazan. A shomer can't be a gan in a gazan. He can't be one. Because heyois, there's two svaras for the reason for this. One reason is because since he's the shomer, we say Rishus shomer is Kirishus Bailam. So if the Rishus of the shomer is Kirishus Bailam, whenever he's going to make a kinyan, it's always going to be in the Rishus of the Bailam. He can never be moitzi from the Rishus HaBayim. We have a similar thing like by a shliach. We find an interesting thing. If a guy made a shliach, someone became a shliach to sell something, he can't sell it to himself. Because since he's a shliach, he's the mokum, the Bailam, he doesn't have the ability. He is completely the Bailam. He is the Bailam himself. So he can't sell it from one pack to the next. They also buy a shomer. Well, since you're a shomer, so you're in the Rishus Shomer, it's Rishus Bailam, So then there's no way for you to take it. You can never make any agbah. You can't be goyzlut. Because wherever you might be it or moishach it, it's always put into your, back into the Rosh Hashanah. So you can never become a gazan. Now, I know someone might ask, I would be paskar b'kiva. I mean, even though paskar b'kiva is called shmerosli, that just means to say that the Bible no longer trusts him and he has to make a shovel to the Rosh Hashanah. But about the etzim shmiro is still there. He's still the shomer. You have to say, according to the Rav, he's still chayv and chiyuv v'shmiro. That's a sugya b'fnatzmoy that is going to be a lot to discuss. Exactly what it means, kosher shmiro, according to Mekiva. We'll probably get that in Sivov. We're not going to get there till Sivov. Okay, now the other trad is the reason is because when it's beter osli yodi, you can't be called a veganim in the Gaza. This is a lot of achren go with this malach, and that is like this: a ganim in Gaza needs a ma'isik zayim. You need to do something. You do a ma'isik neivim, ma'isik zeil. When it's bol yodi betero, there's no anything that's it came right away in your shus with beheter. There's no ma'isik zeil ever. Continuously in your shus, it's continuously in your shus beheter. So you can't make a ma'isik zeil. Okay, that's the chiddush. That comes out like this. Comes along shlichas yad teres mechadish a parish of shlichas yad that you could become a gan. Means be'etzem you couldn't become a gan in the gazan. Can't be, and the Shemba can't become there. The Torah is mechadish in Shlichas Yad that you could, if you're Shalech Yad, you could become a Ganav midin Shlichas Yad. And again, we said there's a lot of nafkaminas between if you're a Ganav and a Gazim or Shalech Yad. What the difference between the two are. But so basically, you can't become a Ganav and a Gaz. And the one thing, you can't become a Shoy Shlomi Das either. And you can't, so you can't become anything. Because since everything's in the Rishus HaShoyim, Rishus Bayim, or Beter Lassi Yodi, there's nothing you could do. So the Torah had to mechadish the Pashu Shlichas Yad. And so, right? Okay, so this is what the Achronim, this is what the Gdol Achronim say in the Shivtas Arayvin. And we're going to see, soon we're going to say it in Shittas HaTosfos. So don't think it's a far-fetched Shita. It's a very relevant Shita, and it's on the oven. In 1 second, we're going to get the Tosfos from Hashem, and then hopefully we'll be able to. So now like this. So if that's the Chiddush of Shlichas Yad, so it comes down now. When the Machlokes of Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Yad, is saying like this. In order for you to become a Ganav or a Gazan or a Shoy Shlom Yidas, if you are a Shomer, the only way to do it is to be a Shlichas Yad. You have to use the Chiddush, the new Chiddush HaTorah of the Pashu Shlichas Yad, right? Okay. So if the Madam holds Shlichas Yad, he holds him, the only time you have this Chiddush of the Pashu Shlichas Yad is your Mechassim, right? Pashtus. And any Shlichas Yad holds no. No matter what, even if you're not Mechassim, you're Shlichas Yad, the Torah is Mechadish, the Pashu, that you could turn into a new type of Ganav, called Shlichas Yad. Now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Machlokes between Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yaakov is in the case of Tiltalo, what was the case? Rabbi Yaakov said it was talking about Tiltalo, to steal the whole thing. And Rabbeinu Nelson said, nah, you don't have to say to steal the whole thing. Even if he took it to Shlichas Yad. So he said, what's the Machlokes? The man, the Omar, Rabbi Yaakov said, you had to take it to steal the whole thing. It's because he held Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Yad. 1 second. But you just told me that I can't even steal it. In fact, all the achroinim on the Raven, you just told me I need the Parashat Shlichas Yad to steal it. If I don't learn the Parashat Shlichas Yad, I can't steal it in the first place. So and you're telling me in order to be a Shleich Yad, I need to be mechaser it. So what is it up that I stole the whole thing? Yeah. So
just right.
So the Gdol Achroinim say that the Raven, there's two chedush mishlichas yad. One is like we just said. Well, it's mamish a plea atzmu. They're chenim making this in the Ravid. There's no real remez in the Ravid to this. Rather, it could be. If anything is a remez in the Ravid, maybe he means like the Rama. Okay, comes along with the derech chenim and say like this. The Ravid holds it's true what we said that you can't be a shaleich yad. But for that shlichas yad, everyone agrees. If you had das to take the whole thing. And even though you need the chiddush of Shlichas Yad to say that you can turn to a Gan and a Gazan, but everyone agrees you don't need a mechaser it. Hakol moedim ein tzrichasarn. The whole machlokes of tzrichasarn ein tzrichasarn is if when you take it, if you use the parsha of Shlichas Yad, but not only are you using the parsha of Shlichas Yad, you're using the parsha of Shlichas Yad in another way also. Is that you take it on Manasseh Shalim? So they throw the whole Ritva into the Ravid. And they say, Avada, the Ravid is moided to the Ritva. That of course, there's another Parashu Shlichas Yad, another Chiddush. Amenasa Shalem. And therefore, it's not Amenasa Shalem. So you're betting you're not a Ganav, so you have to be a Shlech Yad. So the Machloikis of Tzrich Chesorin, and any Tzrich Chesorin, that all Machloikis is in when it's Amenasa Shalem. That's what they say. Okay, now, I want to just get the Tosfos now for a minute. Now let's get the Tosfos. Tosfos says over here, Tosfos is Mefurish, that he's masking to the din of Shlichas Yad. After this, we're done. Mamish, a few more minutes left, that's it. Mamish, a few more minutes. Just want to bring out the Tosfos because the Shita Tosfos is very interesting. Tosfos says clearly on Rav Nosson, right? Yaakov was not with Kula, and Rav Nosson looked at Matzosa. Tosfos says clearly, he took Matzosa and his Chav Kikula. Tosfos clearly says is that we say Mitzosa Kikula, not like the Raven. The Raven, he holds like all the other Rishonim that we say Mitzosa Kikula. However, and that's the Parsha Shlichas Yad, right? However, Tosfos says a very interesting thing. Tosfos says in Rabbi Yaakov when he stole the whole thing, Tosfos says V'hainu Chesorin, and that's the Chesorin because he took the whole thing. So what's going on here? What do you mean? That's the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rav Nosson of Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Yad, and Shlichas Yad. And we know what we know. In order to have the chiddush, Rabbi Yaakov said it's strictly sorry, and therefore you have to say you planned on stealing the entire thing, right? And Rabbi Nosson said no, I owe chesed and strictly sorry, and therefore if you might be it, I'm not salutum betzosi. I have kikul and the entire right. That's the machlok. So what's Taisa say now that when he's not lizol kula, you need the parsha shrikas yad, and that's the chesed. That's what it means. So again, comes along the derech raining, you'll find, if you whatever, and they say, like they say, shtekin talks fist, that he holds like the rivet in this tekudah, that the parsha shrikas yad, you need to come at the parsha shrikas yad for in order even to be a regal ganav. Because again, since it's the shomer shomer, which was violent, but they're also yodic, so there's no way to be a many make any genevic zeh or shrikas yad, I'm sorry, or shosh midas, by a shomer. So you need the parsha shichas yad to be mechadish. Again, that you could be a shoy, that you could even be a ganav or a gazan. So even according to Tosis is clearly saying even Rabbi Yaakov is moide that you have to come to the parsha shichas yad. He's just saying that when you took the whole thing, that is the chesaron. Now he's not saying like the ravid. Then if you take the whole thing, you don't need chesaron. No, Tosis is saying very different. If you took the whole thing, then that is the chesaron.
So that is the whole and the half.
Right, yeah, so why is
that? The half thing is not a whole chesaron on the half a thing? Why is that a chesaron on that whole half?
It is on that piece.
No, right, so that's what I'm saying. So this needs an explanation. The Tosis is so fun. Tosis comes out, and then you need the chiddush to say even a ganav gazan. And everyone holds that it's tzrich chesaron in all parts. Inside the mixas, inside the kula, you need tzrich chesaron. Just Taisa says that the man the Omar holds through chesaron. He holds that when you take the mixas, that's not a good chesaron. If you take kulay, that's a good chesaron. So what's going on? So I told you like this.
You didn't take it.
And I saw in the birchas of Rome.
You didn't take it.
What?
It's because you didn't take it when you took all it apart. It's still together with the rest. It's just not called taking.
What do you mean?
When I take the whole thing, that's wrong. But when I only took half and it's still together with the other halves, I didn't really take it. It's still one piece and it's still there. And so... I know,
but what's the chesaron that you need? In other words, you're telling me when I took the whole thing, I need chesaron, right? Everyone agrees you picked up the whole thing. Even the Madamai Nitzur chesaron means you made a mashiko, made akbog, you picked up the thing, right? And you didn't do anything else. You're a mechassel. You put it right back down, right? So you didn't want mechass anything. Tosa says, since your intention was to take the entire thing, that's chesaron. Now, Shankin, if you...
Because mechassar means separating out.
That's called that I took it. If I took it, so that's called the chassar, because it doesn't exist by you. Now it's by me, because I took it now.
Okay, but so I hear.
It doesn't pass.
So what I think what you're saying, what I understand what you're saying, I'll just explain what I think you're saying in a little different terms, is that what you're saying is like this, is with what the Brichas of Rome says, is that when you know it to kugo, that's the chesaron. You know why? Because once you know it with kula, you're misal shmirosko, oy shomer, done. You're saying, listen, what I have to do? I don't think really watch anymore. This entire thing's mine. So then that's how you took it. Because you took it, since you took the entire thing, you misal your shmir. So that's what you took it, right? Right. It's like what you're saying. You took it. But Shenkin, when it's mixosko, you're still watching for the binding. So then you didn't really do anything. You're still watching the whole, it's one attached, it's one chayfetz. It's not one chayfetz. Whatever, it's not one chayfetz. We're talking about 12 bottles and all that, whatever it is. One pekodim, the big chiddush that's considered, sorry, even from the, no, there's no, we're going to get to the ramp. So, but basically that's what you're saying. Saying is, if I take the entire thing, so that's it, I'm done. I took the whole thing, there's nothing to watch anymore. So then you don't need chassar, I need chassar. But if you don't need
to- one bottle, you can't take one bottle out of the box. Then you take a shleich chesaron on that bottle, no?
No.
Not on the whole thing, but on that bottle.
No.
That's for sure, yeah. What?
You are already not, 1 second. Yeah. Are you a shleich yad?
I don't remember what it was. We had discussed this once. Well, what do you want to know? Yeah, you want to see
and I took one bottle and I took it home and I'm always trying around that bottle.
I mean, you took it home.
But I picked it up the key.
That
you can I remove everything to keep? That's the whole thing.
No, if I pick up everything, I'm not to take one. Well, my side, I didn't take the one over the others. I picked up the whole thing and I'm still a shomer on that thing.
No, you don't have to pick up the... Okay, yeah.
Like, if you could physically split it up and take one, would he agree that you're considered a kula on that one bottle?
No, because he's saying because you're still a shomer on the rest.
On the rest, but maybe if it's...
So what's the difference?
Right, so that's what the chayas will say, right. You're still a shomer. So Mamego, No, one second. No, so if you move the bottle, if you were mafrid it, then you did. Then you did.
Why?
Because they did not mafrid that bottle from the shmiro.
No,
it's not a bottle.
What's the difference? One item. What's the difference?
No, right. So you took that bottle out of your shmiro. You left the rest in your shmiro, but you took that bottle.
What do you mean you took it out of your shmiro? You still a shmiro.
Okay, right.
From the item that you took, if it's one item. Why not? If it's the same as the bottle of thing that you're planning on taking half. If you pick it up, you claim to the half.
It's all connected. I can't be a not shomer.
Right. I'm saying.
Thing. I'm a shomer. I'm not watching this last release.
Right.
You're sure. Right.
I'm not for it. If I'm not for it, I put it as mine. And now it's whatever. My wife will watch it. That one's mine.
It's the shmir on the. If the chefza is mishumar as opposed to the person being a shomer, when it's all together, you can't guard all of it. You can't guard part of it.
You can't guard half of it. Right. So the content. This is the shita's place. Unbelievable shita. Namish and pili point. Okay. This is more of the general ideas of the sugya. And okay, Mr. Shembo, the next chibur will be more on the halacha ma'isa when we get into the torah shnarich. So, but it's unbelievable, sugya. It's mamish. It takes hours and hours to figure out. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.